Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about adverbs. I'm going to provide you with some explanations and examples of adverbs. The adverb belongs to a large class of words that add information by qualifying or modifying a verb, an adjective, an adverb, a preposition, or a clause. Basically, anything except nouns and pronouns, which are modified by adjectives, not adverbs. They can behave quite differently from one another, yet still be classified as adverbs. Confused? Don't be. After we provide some examples of adverbs, you will have a much better understanding of this mystifying modifier. Examples of adverbs number one, adverbs in action. The following are examples of how adverbs can modify verbs, adjectives, other adverbs, prepositions, and entire clauses. He walked aimlessly. In this example, walked is the verb and aimlessly is an adverb. That sounded like an extremely interesting plan. In this example, extremely is the adverb and interesting is an adjective. The cyclist pedaled very swiftly. In this example, very is an adverb and swiftly is also an adverb. The parrots flew right over the house. In this example, right is an adverb, and over is a preposition. Apparently, they had already left for Berlin. Apparently is an adverb, and they had already left for Berlin is a clause. Examples of adverbs number two, understanding different types of adverbs. A useful way of summing up these hardworking words is to say that they are used to describe one of the following instances of an event or action. Number one, how an event occurs, also known as adverbs of manner. He ate a pear noisily, noisily being the adverb. Number two, he left the town yesterday, yesterday being the adverb. And we'll meet again being the adverb, are both good examples of adverbs of time. Number three, where an event occurs, also known as adverbs of place. I left the book here. Here would be the adverb. Outside, the rain poured down. In this example, outside would be the adverb. These are both examples of adverbs of place. Number four, how often an action or event occurs. She takes the train daily. In this example, the adverb is daily. Number five, the degree or extent of an action, also known as degree adverbs. How tall is she? In this example, the adverb is how. She discovered the plant was highly toxic. In this example, the adverb is highly. Number six, to strengthen or weaken the meaning of an adjective, adverb, or verb. For example, Lucy speaks more loudly than her brother. In this example, loudly is the adverb. Examples of adverbs number three, how to spot adverbs. It is impossible to tell by the appearance of a word that is an adverb. Indeed, the same word may be an adverb in one sentence and a different part of speech, such as a noun or adjective, in another sentence. The only way writers can recognize an adverb is by the work the adverb does in the sentence. Compare the following. The trip went well, and the old well was full by morning. In the first sentence, the adverb well describes the verb went. Therefore, it is an adverb of manner. In the second sentence, the word well names something and thus is a noun. Similarly, in the sentence, I'll catch the early train. Early describes the noun. Train is the adjective. In the sentence, I woke early this morning. Early tells us about the verb awoke and is an adverb of time. Some adverbs have the same form as adjectives. As we have seen in the example above, early works in a sentence as an adjective, used to describe nouns including places, people, and things, or an adverb. The words hard, fast, late, and long are other examples of this. To make your meaning clear, an adverb should be placed as close as possible to the word the adverb is intended to describe or modify. Compare the meanings of the two following sentences. We nearly lost all of our research material. We lost nearly all of our research material. The first sentence means that the material was saved, but the second says that almost everything was lost. Examples of adverbs number 4, a trick for recognizing adverbs of manner. In English, adverbs of manner are often created from adjectives by adding the suffix ly to the end. For example, soft becomes softly and gradual becomes gradually. The placement of ly at the end of a word can be a good clue that that word is an adverb. On the other hand, remember that adjectives naturally ending in le or ly do not form attractive adverbs. For example, silly as sillily. These and other words ending in ly, such as friendly, adjective, or lonely, adjective, should never be used as adverbs. Examples of adverbs number 5. Spot a degree adverb easily. Like adjectives, many adverbs can be graded. That is, we can modify them by using very or extremely. For example, softly becomes very softly, suddenly becomes very suddenly, and slowly becomes extremely slowly. The modifying words very and extremely are themselves adverbs that, as we can see, are called degree adverbs since they specify the degree to which the adjective or another adverb applies. Other examples are almost, barely, entirely, highly, quite, slight, and totally. An adverb ending in ly does not need a hyphen to indicate that the adverb is modifying the adjective or participle next to the adverb. When adverbs that do not end in ly are used to compound words in front of a noun, they should be hyphenated. But if they follow the noun, do not use a hyphen. For example, he brought a carefully prepared breakfast. She needed a pair of much-needed shoes. Her shoes were much needed. In conclusion, understanding and identifying adverbs is easy when you know what you're looking for. If you are concerned with your use of adverbs, have our English academic editors take a look at your document to ensure it is free of grammatical and spelling errors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.